Up next on American Restoration.
I got a billboard from a casino.
Is this the original El Rey?
Yes, indeed. The place burned to the ground 50 years ago. I found it lying in the desert.
Wow.
Rick around?
No.
Hey, he's not here.
I got a little project I was hoping to talk to him about. The love tester.
Ah, all right. We can do that.
You sure?
Oh, we got this.
I usually stick to picking, but I have no problem filling in for Rick on this one.
What is this? Holy crap.
Run!
Why didn't you call me? I think we're gonna take a bath.
Oh, was that off?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Today I got a guy coming in to show me something that he found right in the middle of the desert. I don't know what it is, but I can't wait to see.
Hey, how are you?
You must be Rick.
How are you?
I'm good.
What do you got?
I got a billboard from a casino, an old roadside billboard.
That thing looks old.
It's been baking in the desert for about 50 years.
Wow. Well, let's get it out.
All right.
And take a look at it.
I came here to Rick's Restorations today to get my 1950s era El Rey Club Casino billboard restored. I found it lying in the desert in Searchlight, Nevada, just a few feet off the road.
Is this like the original El Rey?
Out of Searchlight, Nevada, yes indeed.
Wow. Searchlight was a mining town. Yeah, that was in the 40s, you know? They only had like 200 people there. And then the next thing you know, this Willie, the guy that used to own this, was Martello.
Martello. That's what got me interested in it. We have the same last name and—
Oh, really?
It's not common, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
For a few years, it had kind of a backdoor brothel. There were three guys in town that paid a fine for prostitution. He's the only one anyone talks about because he was the owner of the town, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, right.
You know, the place burned to the ground 50 years ago. I've been working so hard to try and bring that part of Nevada history back to life. It would mean the world to me to see this as close as we can get to when it was sitting on the highway.
Right. So, do you want it brand spanking like the first day it went up?
I want it to look good, but it doesn't have to look like there's a new club in town.
Okay, so my idea is that we age it. On the wood, I would try to find old, redwood, weathered, been sitting around, but it's in quite a bit better shape than this.
Yeah.
All this hardware, I would keep this and reuse them.
Still keeps the character.
Right, yeah. Right, keep that character. That's how I see it being done.
What's it gonna cost?
The way that I envision it, I'm thinking $2,500.
Oh boy.
Yeah, the older stuff is more expensive. The artwork's a little harder to do.
Oh boy. Yeah. You know what? Let's do it the right way.
All right.
Way. Let's
awesome,
do it the
awesome,
right
awesome,
way.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
I am very excited about getting this sign restored. Rick cares about history as much as I do, and I can't wait to see what he does with it.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I'm restoring this sign. It actually was a road sign somewhere in Searchlight, and it had El Rey on it. My friend Mark is a curator for a bunch of local museums, including the one in Searchlight, where this El Rey sign came from. So I'm thinking if anyone had more information on this thing, it'd be him. My problem, my predicament is the missing colors. I can faintly see what it is, but I need to know what the sign used to look like so that I can do the artwork. You got anything like that?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll find everything we've got in the collection, and I will meet you down there.
Perfect. I'm stoked that Mark might have something for me, so I'm going to get in my truck, head to Searchlight, and see what he's got. Hopefully, it'll be some pictures or a brochure or something that's going to help with this project. While I'm gone, I know that Ron and Tyler are going to hold down the fort.
Hey. My dad's not here. You can't just sit around and do nothing.
I'm thinking about picking spots, dude. I'm always doing something.
This is you doing something?
Pretty cool, huh? Holy That truck is badass.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Rick around?
No.
He's not here.
Give him a day off? Golfing? What's up?
Yeah, right.
Kenny,
I'm Ron.
Ron?
Tyler.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
I got a little project I was hoping to talk to him about restoring.
The truck?
No, not the truck. The love tester.
Ah, all right. We can do that.
You sure? You gonna call my dad? Call the head honcho?
No, we got this.
You got it.
I'm here at Rick's Restoration today to talk to them about having my early 1900 love tester machine restored.
You're gonna tell me which way you're going?
Learn your dance steps, would you?
It will be a 35th wedding anniversary gift for my cousin, Carmen, and his wife, Chris. I guess being married for 35 years in itself was a love test. What do you think, Ron?
I think this thing's badass, for one. I usually stick to picking, but I have no problem filling in for Rick on this one. It's turn of the century. I know these always used to be like single,
right?
One item, but this being three-sided, it's insanely rare. This up here is light bulb. Was there anything on top?
Hang on a second, I've got that.
How do you know all this stuff?
Because
you're old.
And I've been around.
I'm pretty impressed. Ron actually knows a thing or two about this machine.
This is a penny machine. Edison came out with the phonographs. They go in for a penny, and they'd be able to hear him play.
Okay.
Well, that started the generation of penny arcade games.
Penny arcade games.
It's very cool. You got ladies and gentlemen. So we would put it in here, and Tyler would put his in there. And then you'd know exactly what your love meter was.
If you put it in here, I guarantee you get fickle.
What test do we have on this side?
Over here, we got the Oracle. It's all about love.
It is all about love. You twist it to what you want the question to be,
right, then
and
you
then
put it
bam,
in.
And that just tells you.
Right. Oh, okay, I see how it works out, yeah.
All right, so this is your fortune teller.
T, the way they spell that.
Favorite, with a U?
Uh-huh. I'm gonna have to say it's British.
This is like international.
If this was never used in this country, this is British, it may be different amperage.
Right.
For different electricals, so I know all that has to be
everything
tested.
May have to be converted inside.
Yeah, like because I know, like, new. If you take a hairdryer to Europe, you're in trouble.
The deal with this is there is a ton of unknowns.
Okay.
Bottom line, you're looking at 7,700.
And it's gonna work.
Without a doubt. You're gonna have one rare-ass piece that, as far as I know, nobody else has.
Okay, it's a deal. Do it.
Sound good? All right. Right on.
Thank you. Definitely.
All right, let's go take care of some paperwork and...
Okay.
Tyler, take care of that.
Like always.
$7,700 may seem like a lot of money, but I know the rarity of the machine, and I hope that they can convert this to the U.S. electrical system and everything works perfectly for me.
All these nails have to come out, but they all have to be saved.
Is this a practical joke?
No. While my dad's out looking for more information on this El Rey billboard, he told Brantley and I we had to tear it down. Since we're trying to make this thing look old, we gotta keep all the original hardware, which isn't exactly easy, considering this thing's been baking out in the desert for 50 years.
We're gonna save that.
Yeah, that's how they all look.
Looks like a witch's finger.
Right now, I'm heading over to a museum in Searchlight, Nevada to see my buddy Mark. Hopefully, he'll have some archives on this El Rey Club billboard sign, so I'll figure out what kind of color to paint it when I get back.
Rick.
Hey, Mark, what are you doing way out here?
I run this one, too.
Good to see you.
Yeah. I'm the administrator of the Clark County Museum System, and the Searchlight Museum here is one of mine.
In Searchlight, there was a place called the El Rey Club. If you've got anything on it, I can definitely use it.
I've got a few things. I'm not sure I can give you everything you need. Because,
okay, but you do have
some. Yeah, I've got a few things, so
awesome,
let's take a look.
Awesome. This is nice that you've got this kind of stuff, and certainly it's such a great town.
It is, and it's got a great history. You know, Harry Reid's from here, Edith Head. Also, some of the artifacts have been found down here. But anyways,
awesome.
Let me show you a couple of things that I was able to find. This is Searchlight in the teens,
right.
Just to give you an idea when the town was really booming down here and doing
Look
quite well.
Look at that. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
Lots of they're mining, right?
Mining is still ongoing, but really with the end of World War I, mining started dropping off. In World War II, all mining was closed down, unless it was a war mineral. And it just about killed Searchlight. So that's one of the things when you're dealing with the El Rey. Was that Willie came in right at the end of the war.
Right.
And his club was about all that kept it going throughout the late 40s, the 50s, and 60s. In 46, he built his brothel down here.
Right.
He was well known for that. I mean, he built the first pool down here.
Wow.
Helped get the airport started down here. Now, the sign I could not find a picture of. But these are the images I could find of the El Rey.
Okay. This is the font they used.
Yep, they like that font.
Yeah, this is, by the looks of the cards, your
50s.
And this is 60s.
Yeah, that car is a 60s for sure. The truck's 65.
That the sign on the top is gone by this. You know, I know they're black and white, but hopefully they're of some use.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a bit I can use off of this. I can definitely see that the font is crisper here.
Good.
And I can see that. And he has it highlighted.
Mm-hmm. My guess is whatever he used, it would have been whatever was cheap.
Right, whatever was handy, whatever they're painting with that week, whatever, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Mark. Well, thank you very much for showing me these.
It
was absolutely awesome.
Good to see you.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't find out the color for this billboard, but we did find out enough information to move forward with the artwork. Now I got to get back to Vegas and see how the rest of the project's doing.
Until my dad gets back to the shop, I'm overseeing the work on this billboard. Ted just got done with tracing the artwork, and now Phil's starting to smooth out all the panels. We want to keep the authentic feel of the sign, so I want to make sure Phil knows to leave it a little rough. That way, it has the look of being out in the desert for a long time.
This is cool. A little messed up, though. What is this? Holy crap. Ron mentioned that a customer came by while I was out, and I just saw the machine that was dropped off. It's really cool, but something doesn't look right on the estimate. Hey, Ron.
Awesome, thanks.
Ron.
Yeah.
Hey, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you, like, at least describe it to me or something so that we could, be within budget? I think with that $7,700, I think we're going to take a bath. I think we're going to, like, lose $3,000 right off the bat.
I was that off?
Yeah. It should have been more like 10 grand. So we could be losing money. $7,700 is a good estimate, but that's what it's going to cost us to restore on a good day. We need to make a little money. I mean, this quote's got me worried. We're really going to have to keep a tight eye on this.
Okay.
I don't want to cut corners.
Right.
But we're really going to have to make sure we don't go over. Close eye.
Right.
And next time, call me.
Will do. Crap.
Interesting. Yeah, I got it. All of our restoration projects pose unique challenges. The love tester, Ron estimated way too low. So to help this restoration from costing us a fortune, I'm having my guys tear it down right away.
All righty.
Hey, cowboy, we got that billboard.
Now that we got the love tester tore down, me and Robert got to start on the frame for this El Rey billboard.
They want it to look as original as possible. This stuff doesn't seem to be splitting out on the ends, so that happens a lot when you get old dry wood.
Old crappy wood.
Old crappy wood. Client wants it to look old.
We had to go to this barn and get all this old wood. I don't know why, but the customer wants old wood on his sign. Old wood, old nails. It's just a pain in my ass. My job sucks, period.
Ow.
Squirrely ass nails.
That's gonna make contact with that. This one's broken.
You guys testing your love without me?
Feel the love, Rick.
Feel the love, Rick.
So I think we're ready to check the lights.
Yeah, well, we want to make sure that this is the power that goes to this. The love tester originated in England, where the power source is 220 volts. Where here in the United States, it's 110. So it's a little bit of a conversion issue. But after doing a little research, I found that Britain didn't switch over to 220 volts to the mid-50s. So if this is as old as the customer says it is, we may have lucked out, and I mean big time.
So we're either going to get nice, bright light bulbs, or we're gonna get dull, weak, barely lit, half lit.
Right.
Okay?
When we plug this in, we're gonna be running 110 volts right through every single socket. So if everything's right, everything will light up bright. If it's not, it'll be dim, and we've got a huge problem.
I suggest we just plug it in, go for it.
Let's plug it in.
Hit it.
Ah! That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Now that we don't have to replace the mech, we just might make the budget that Ron gave the customer. That's if nothing else goes wrong. Let's get it done.
All right, Rick. Feel the love, Fonzie?
I feel the love, Kyle.
One of the most important parts of this sign is making this thing look like it's been sitting on the side of the road for over 20 years. So I'm having Ted work his magic and do just that.
Before I start the aging process on this thing, I have to paint it like it's completely new. Now that that's done, I can start aging this thing. It's a very subtle process of removing just the right amount of paint in just the right places with a piece of sandpaper to give it that authentic vintage look.
All right.
Hey, Rick, what's going on?
I came to Rick's Restorations today to pick up my vintage 1950s El Rey Club billboard.
So you ready to see this thing?
Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding? I've been waiting. I've been like a kid on Christmas Eve.
I can tell. You're excited. It is tough. This thing was like, you know, we wanted it sort of old, and we're trying to figure out the life of it.
Yeah.
You know? So it was sort of wild. So we just finished working on it, too.
Oh, that's seriously? When can I see it?
Yeah, come on. It's over here.
When I dropped the billboard off at Rick's, it was in bad, bad shape. It was falling apart. It was in two pieces. The wood was rotten. You could barely read any of the letters. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
Okay, I want you to picture yourself driving down the highway, and you're just about to come into town, and here you go. You're going to be looking right at the El Rey sign.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
Oh, my God. It's the coolest thing I have ever seen. Oh, my God. No, you get a hug for that. Oh, my God. When Rick opened up that gate and showed me the billboard for the first time, I was floored. I couldn't believe the color choices. I couldn't believe how perfect it looked. I couldn't believe it was on stand. It's standing again. I thought I was in the 50s again. I wanted to have a beer at the El Rey. I really did. I'm going to cry. What did you do?
What we did is we went and found some redwood that was, you know, it was old, but it was still intact.
Sure.
While that was going on, we took all the sheet metal and Phil pounded it all out the best he could without putting any material. Just basically hammered out. So it sort of, that's what gave it this old look. So you got dings.
Oh, so, that's so great.
And then it went to Ted, and he puts on all this paint, and then he starts taking it off.
Wow.
So he takes a little rag and a brush, and he starts wiping on stuff so it ends up showing through. Like, if it was sitting, and the sun is baking it, and then it's sort of fading out. So it's sort of, you know, it's sort
dirt
of...
dirt and yeah, sand
yeah, yeah,
and
it
trees.
Sort of gave it that little rough look. So its whole life is still there.
That is incredible.
As long as you're happy, I'm definitely happy. It sounds like you're pretty darn happy.
How can I not be? Come on. It's amazing. It is.
Thanks.
It's Thanks. More than I expected.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
I've been writing a book about the El Rey Club for the last 7 years, and all that research, it's become a huge part of my life. And to see Rick bring the billboard back to life, it looked exactly as he promised. Like, it had been in the ground for a long time, just attracting customers for years. It looks great.
Okay, so the stuff in the paint, make sure he gets out the mat.
Right.
And then what about the powder coat?
Powder coat, the...
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on? I'm Rick.
Ken. I dropped off a love tester here for you to restore.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't here that day.
No. You got with Ron and what, Tyler was
yeah.
there?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they surprised me with that little deal.
Did they?
Yeah.
Is it ready?
Yeah, it's ready. Love's on our way.
Let's have a look at
you
it.
You ready? All right, it's this way.
I came to Rick's Restorations today to pick up my early 1900s love test machine. I had it restored as a 35th wedding anniversary gift from my cousin Carmen and his wife, Chris.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Recognize this gentleman?
Yes, I do.
I'm about to show him the love tester, and I want you to be involved in this because I know you were a big part of this.
Dude, you're gonna love this thing. It came out ridiculously.
It
is smoking hot.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
There were a lot of issues with the love tester. It was in rough shape, so I'm really anxious to see what they were able to do with it.
All right.
Let's have a look at it.
You
I'm ready.
Ready for this thing?
I'm ready
this
to see
There
it.
Is more love in this. There's like three times the love in this thing. Okay? This is love upon love upon love. All right, Ron. One, two, three.
Wow.
That is beautiful. When I saw the love tester, when Rick and Ron uncovered it for me, I was thrilled. I think you did a fantastic job on it.
That is beautiful.
Tell me what you've done with it.
Okay, what we had to do, first we tore it apart, took all the knobs off, all the doors off, all the glass out, and started from the wood. So we went and he refinished all this wood. On the sides, look at this one. If you know, when I first looked at it, it would look like...
This side was a mess.
It was all just a piece of cardboard. Somebody had hand-wrote
on
it.
Right, right. I remember some of it looked like it was crayons. It really did.
So Ted went and redid all of that. He redid the dial, and he redid the whole face. And then we got to the inside. One of the biggest things we were worried about was the converting it. Okay,
right.
Converting it over to American.
Right.
We knew that it was, at one point, it was European. And quite honestly, we didn't have to convert it.
Really?
It was my biggest fear on your end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Biggest fear, we got lucky.
Right.
Bottom line, we got lucky. So, you ready to see if it works?
Well, let's ask it a question.
Okay, right.
Let's go with, will my luck change? That's right. What I want right there.
All right, so this is our possibilities over here.
Okay, here
we go. Put the penny in. Okay, now I'm going to turn it. Ask later.
Ask later. Great.
One way to make some money. One way to make some money there.
I can see a lot of care and a lot of work went into this. I know for a fact Carmen and Chris are going to love this thing. You guys did a great job on it. It's beautiful. Everything works. You did exactly what I wanted. It's perfect. I can't wait for my cousin Carmen and his wife Chris to see this. 35 years together, it's going to be a great anniversary gift. You guys did a great job.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. Ron will go ahead and get that thing wrapped up.
Thanks, Ron.
You got it. Wrap it up. I got some pennies of my own. See if I'm awesome at this.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.